I don't know about you, but personally, I like older anime better than new. Well, not entirely, but there are aspects to older shows that I prefer over newer ones. And one of those things is the designs. So for example, there's an anime called Monster, produced by Madhouse, and Kenzo Tenma is one of the main characters. His design is so authentic, you know, it's authentically Japanese. You can just tell that by looking at his character. I mean, if you Google it, Kenzo Tenma, you'll see what I mean. And it's just true to form, you know, it's true to life. And also, there's no duplicate for his character. That's one of the big things when it comes to older designs. The designers focus on originality. They put a lot of effort into the designs, into how they look, how distinctive they are, how they stand out, that kind of thing. Another good example is Goku. I mean, what character can you think of that is like Goku? There's no duplicate. There's no copycat. There's no copy and pasting that kind of character design, because it'd be too obvious if you do. Even in 2020 right now, you know, with Dragon Ball Super and all that kind of stuff, it's, you know, it's no surprise that Goku is so famous, so popular, and so unique, and, you know, so revered, even to this day, decades later after releasing. Same with Vegeta. It's the same thing. Like, unique design, Piccolo, all those kind of characters in Dragon Ball. You know, same with Monster, like I said. Same with another show called Nana, which is produced by Madhouse. Those characters are unique. You can't really find them anywhere else. You can't really find copycats. I'll say, you know what? I can find five characters that look like this. You can't really find that. Very unique characters, unique stories, great storytelling, which is typical of Madhouse anyway. And yeah, that's just a thing I like about older shows. They're just, you know, there's more effort put into the designs, more effort put into the aesthetics, the way they look, the hairstyle, everything, like everything from head to toe. When you compare that to newer shows like, let me think, newer shows like K-On!, Tamako Market, that kind of thing. If you Google these designs, you can find at least two or three similar looking characters, especially when it comes to Kyoto Animation in general. Like, they've been known, they don't always do it, but they're known to take a design from one show, copy and paste it to another show, you know, change the eye color, hair color, that kind of thing. Give them a new name, put them in a new setting, a new context. And then obviously that makes it look like they're a brand new individual character. But really, when you look at the similarities, they are very similar. And I'm not knocking Kyoto Animation, my favorite studio. But it's a testament to, you know, modern day designs. That's just how it is. When you tend to like look at all these kind of characters, they all look similar. So Bunny Girl Senpai is another one. If you look at the main character, Mai, then you look at the character from a Classroom of the Elite, Susan, I think her name is, the similarities. If you look at the anime Origairu, you know, My Teenage Romantic Comedy, or whatever it's called. If you look at those characters in that, and you look at Bunny Girl Senpai, and you look at Classroom of the Elite, you'll see similarities between the settings, even the facial expressions, the situations they find themselves in, you know, the situations the two main characters find themselves in, and so on and so forth. The designs are very, not generic, but they're a little lazier. There's a little less effort. There's a little less creativity and stuff like that. So that's personally why I think older shows are a lot better when it comes to designs compared to newer shows. Just, you know, 9 times out of 10, because there's more creativity, there's more thought. But nowadays it's more about pushing out as much content as possible, even at the expense of quality, even at the expense of individuality and uniqueness and all that kind of stuff. It's more about just following trends and all that kind of foolishness, which you see in the entertainment industry in general. So that's kind of my thoughts on that. You can let me know your thoughts at VOJ Ellis on Twitter. And who knows, maybe in the future they'll start to focus more on the designs, more on the individuality of the characters, more on how they look and helping them stand out, rather than just copying and pasting and making them look colourful and, you know, candy coated, which then only makes those characters less memorable, because there's less to remember about them, especially when it comes to how they look, which is one of the most important things, because, you know, visuals is the first thing that we see. Yeah, maybe that'll change. I mean, obviously you do see unique designs with certain shows like Demon Slayer and whatnot, but I just think these days it's a lot less common than it used to be. When you compare it to shows like, let's say, Death Note, Monster, Nana, Skip Beat, Dragon Ball Z, and the list goes on.